Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here. It's Saturday, the 8th of September 2012. I was listening with great interest to Dean Reed, who was talking about having just received... I'm making tea here. He was talking about having received the latest Mark Knopfler album, and how excited he was about that, and having listened to it and all that sort of thing. Even if it wasn't the deluxe version that he'd got. So, having listened to that, I can't really decline to do something similar. So, today's the... What was it, the 8th, I said? So, on Monday, the 10th of September... 2012, the new Pet Shop Boys album, which was produced in or recorded in the US with and produced by Andrew Dawson, that comes out on Monday, and I ordered the deluxe version, which is also two CDs, much like Dean Reed, who didn't get the deluxe version, but the version he's got has got two CDs in it as well. But anyway, I ordered that from Record Store, and I got an email last night saying they've dispatched it, and I've now got a package arrived here in the house this morning in the post, and it says Record Store at the top, so that must be it. So I'm going to do a live unboxing or unwrapping of this new album, live, but I'm going to do it on audio boot. Right, so, but I can't do that now because the tea is, the kettle's spoiled, so better put some tea bags into the cups and pour the hot water on top. So it's a combination of an unboxing and a tea making boo. Right, so things should be a bit quieter now. Hopefully you've already heard everything I've said so far. So, let me... I need to take a picture now, don't I, of this packet. So, I'm just going to go into the camera app. And will it let me take a picture, or will it stop the recording? Don't know. Okay, there's the camera. Oh, it's got my... Hang on, it's got my address on it. Do I really want to take a photograph of this package? Well, I'll put my fingers over the address. There we are. So then you don't know what my address is from looking at this photo. Let's do it like that. So there's my photograph taken. Good. Now let's go back into Audio Boot and see if you're still with me. Looks like you're still with me. It's still flashing red at the top. So... Right, okay, let's open up the package then. So it's a jiffy bag, but it's definitely got a CD-shaped to it, and it's from Record Store. You know, it's the only thing I've ordered for them recently. So it must be Elysium Deluxe Edition by Pet Shop Boys. So, right, here we go. That's the contents of the jiffy bag is box. And it says Elysium, Pet Shop Boys, and it's got some scribbles on the front. And the scribbles, I guess that's a signed one. So let's take a picture of this signed album, deluxe edition. I'm pleased. You can hear how pleased I am that I've got a signed copy of the new Pet Shop Boys album. The obviously not signed in my presence. It would be nice to be in their presence when they sign it, but obviously I've not taken any effort to go and get it signed in person. Although many years ago, I did meet Neil Tennant and get his signature, and Chris actually, and get their signatures on newspaper, so I can compare these signatures to what the signatures were like back in the early 90s and see how different they are. So I've taken a photograph of this box. Let's open it up. And there's inside there is a booklet and two CD sleeves, just like CD singles, really. Just a coloured front and some writing on the back to tell you the track listing. Wonderful. It's Elysium. CD1 is Elysium and CD2 is Elysium Instrumental, which is basically the same track listing but instrumental versions of all of the songs. So there we go. I guess I should take a picture of all those bits so you can hear me taking photographs live of my new CDs. And then I think I'm going to go and have a bit of a listen, and then I can give you some reactions, like Dean Reed did. And there's a photograph of that. I should get the CDs out a little bit so that you can see which ones have got CDs and which ones are booklets. Elysium Instrumental, Elysium, and then there's the booklet, which has lots of words in. So that's not so interesting to look at, is it? But there we go, I'll take a picture of that as well. Right, so what I'll do now, I think, is I will pause this recording and take these CDs somewhere that I can listen to them, and then I'll give you some reactions. Okay, so the lounge is busy where the good stereo CD player is. So I'll come up into the office, the home office, to the iMac. So let's get the CD out. Let's get the normal Elysium album, not the instrumental version. Take the CD out of the sleeve. It's got a very nice purple sleeve, with a purple graduated pattern on the front of the sleeve. Right. Let's pop that into the side of the iMac. Okay. iTunes is already open. Would I like to download iPhone software version 5.1? No. 5.1.1. Would I like to download iTunes 10.6.3? No, I don't want to do that either. I want to listen to my album. It's accessing the Gracenote media database. Now, considering this album doesn't come out for 2 days, will it even be on the database? Would you like to import the CD Elysium into your iTunes library? It does know. Right, I'm not going to import it now, I'm going to listen to it. So let's put these headphones on. These are my Grado headphones, they're my best headphones. They're already plugged into my iMac because I was doing some music of my own yesterday evening. So I'm going to have a listen now, and I'll pause this recording, because you're not going to be able to hear very much while I'm listening, and then at the end of that first song I will stop playing the album and I'll let you know what I think. So here goes. Right, so just finished listening to the first track on the album. It's called Leaving. It's 3 minutes 50 seconds. It's an important first track on the album. Obviously, you've got to set the scene, haven't you, with the first track. Not reveal everything. Not go in there with your completely best stuff, and then find the rest of the album is a disappointment in comparison. It goes downhill from there. You also want to make sure it's good enough that people get hooked for the whole album. And it sets the scene, what we can expect from the whole album. So it's a sort of driving, a very
driving tempo to the song, keeps going, beautifully produced, strings, synth sounds, lots of layering of vocals. Both the sort of the lead vocal was very, from Neil Tennant, very very usual modern Pet Shop Boys sound, with in the way that the vocal is processed. Maybe it's a little bit double tracked, but overlaid very tightly in the centre. Although there was a little step when there were the double track of the lead vocal split into the stereo. You know, there was one recording in of the vocal on the left and one on the right, which was a beautiful effect. So yeah, that's a really good start. Really enjoyed that. Backing vocals. I'm intrigued to know whether all of the backing vocals were also Neil Tennant, or whether someone else contributed to the vocals. It sounded like there was a female voice there in some of it, but it sounded like there were other potentially male voices, but that might have just been Neil Tennant processed. I don't know. Let's have a look at the booklet. Leaving. Right, additional vocals. James Fauntleroy, Oren Walters, Maxine Walters, Julie Waters. So yes, there were four additional vocalists on there. So I got that right. Cool. Well, that was a really, really good start. I really enjoyed that that song. And what I need to go and finish off the tea, because that's obviously been brewing in the last 4 minutes. So I'm going to leave the album here, and I'm going to come back later in the day, probably in the evening, to listen to the rest of the album. But first impressions, really enjoyed it. So, yeah. And also, and again, really chuffed to have been lucky enough to receive a signed copy of the limited edition deluxe version of the album. Yeah, really good feeling about this album. That first track sounded good, really did sound good, and I think this is going to be one of their best albums. Really, really chuffed. I'm really looking forward to listening to the rest. Right, thanks for listening. Toodle-boo.